Billy Dean on WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The update at 7 is next. Sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, Buick, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management. It's 53 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Tens of thousands of Boeing machinists are on strike after widely rejecting a contract endorsed by the company and union leaders. Boeing union member Jacqueline Vaden.
We all know the times are hard. The cost of living here in the state of Washington is not cheap.
Boeing offered a 25% raise over 4 years. That's well short of the union's demand. Ukraine at the top of the agenda when President Biden meets with Ukraine Prime Minister Keir Starmer at the White House today. The two to discuss whether to loosen restrictions on Kyiv's use of U.S. and British missiles to hit deeper into Russia. President Vladimir Putin warning that would trigger a war between NATO and Moscow. A typhoon in Vietnam has left at least 223 people dead, more than 100 missing. Former President Trump goes west today, campaigning and fundraising in California and Nevada. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris focusing on Pennsylvania rallies in Johnstown and Wilkes-Barre as she builds on her recent debate performance. This is ABC News. The NYPD commissioner, through a lawyer, says he unequivocally denies any wrongdoing. Edward Caban resigning amid federal probes into the administration of New York Mayor Eric Adams.
The investigation involves the SDNY, that being the Southern District of New York, the FBI and the IRS, and they're looking into contracts, potential bid rigging, and the NYPD's Division of Nightlife Enforcement.
ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer. New details about alleged drug ring leaders linked to the death of Matthew Perry, the French star allegedly getting drugs from a physician along with so-called ketamine queen of Los Angeles, Jasveen Sanga. More from ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
Police believe they've uncovered another of her alleged victims. Cody McLaury died of an overdose after allegedly buying drugs from Sangha. His family telling ABC's Matt Gutman they found text messages where Cody and Sangha discussed pricing.
I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar-off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value. 6 minutes past seven. We'll share with you the forecast details for the weekend. Oh, it looks like a pretty good one as well. So we get down to the waning days of summer. We're at 53 currently.
Get ready to fire up the grill with unbeatable deals from Richland Locker. This week, treat your family to juicy, tender family pack of ribeye steaks, now just $10.98 per pound. Need something for sandwiches or snacking? Head over to the deli for delicious smoked pit ham at just $6.48 per pound. Or pick up some creamy Longhorn Colby cheese for just $4.98 per pound. Perfect for any occasion. Visit them today at Richland Locker in downtown Richland Center, where quality meats and affordable prices come together to make every meal a success.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Looking to refresh your home or fix up those nagging repairs? Affordable Interior Painting is here to help. They specialize in water damage repair, drywall and plaster repairs, and even paint entry doors. With daily cleanup and fully insured service, you'll get professional results with no hassle. Beautify your space with a fresh coat of paint or restore those problem areas today. Call Mark at 608-604-4032. That's 608-604-4032. Affordable Interior Painting, bringing new life to your home.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
A high of 83 today, partly sunny and warm with east winds around 10. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and a low of 60. Saturday, low 80s with a 40% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, a shower or thunderstorm possible and a low of 62. Sunday, 82, muggy with isolated showers or thunderstorms possible. In Richland Center, 61 was the midnight reading, and we're up one from the overnight low currently. It is 53 degrees. Here's a reminder, Jackson Street in Boaz will be closed for a time this morning, a little after 7:30, as they'll be doing some work on some trees in that area. So they can avoid that area or take another route in Boaz. Jackson Street in Boaz will be closed for today for a time. Good Friday to you. No superstitions today at all. No. Now, full speed ahead. This is Tim McGraw.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watch my corn pop up and rolls every night. Our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocket.
map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. There's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
Seven-twelve, the time. It was a warm one yesterday, 86, but comfortable. And I was driving around in June's car, which has a lot more features than mine, that's for sure. And I could never figure the air conditioning. You know, I kind of want it blowing out at me, so I'm hitting things and like, okay, why isn't this working? And it's like blowing at my feet. And then, oh, wait a minute, the air isn't on, and I'm just working around punching buttons, and I don't know what to do. Because the vibe, all it is air, up or down. You know, how hard you want the blower to blow. So I was struggling with that yesterday. Then I'm thinking, well, it's getting really warm. And I realized I'd turned on the seat warmers. That was another reason why. Boy, I'll tell you. Well, lucky to get back to the vibe there where it's a lot lower tech. Today is Fortune Cookie Day. It is also International Chocolate Day, National Peanut Day. It's National Defy Superstition Day. Doesn't matter about that black cat walking in your path. It's also Stand Up to Cancer Day and Snack on a Pickle Day. That sounds all right. I like to snack on a pickle from time to time, right? Here's David Lee Murphy on WRCO, WRCE.
Trio Williams lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to trade it right. He said, I got what you need, son, as we step down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You were sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stayed over there close at me. Drove down to the lake road. Watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time.
you make some memories. After all these years, there's one thing I found. Some say good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as days go by. It's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. It might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. It might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets...
When I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi to visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees free as a song. And one day I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh, when that squirrel got loose and went totally berserk. Well, what happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, others thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, "I surrender all," the squirrel ran up Harv Newland's coveralls and Harv leaped to his feet and said, "Something's got a hold on me." Yow! The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church, in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, Harv hit the aisles dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Harv thought he had a weed eater loose in his fruit and blooms. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and the squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the amen pew, where sat Sister Bertha Better Than You, who'd been watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. But you should have seen the look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters and crossed her thighs, and she jumped to her feet and said, "Lord, have mercy on me." As the squirrel made laps inside her dress, she began to cry and then to confess to sins that would make a sailor blush with shame. She told of gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention was when she talked about her love life. And then she started naming names. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church, in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival. Jumping pews and shouting hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, 7 deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 got raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass, all the miracles God has wrought in this old world. But the one I'll remember till my dying day is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church, in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church, in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival, but that broke out in revival. They were jumping.
Ray Stevens and the Mississippi Squirrel Revival. I think that happened around Henry's home area. But we'll find out a little bit more about that coming up. And birthdays and anniversaries for Friday morning. Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less? That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
50% off. That's 50% off. Krogan's Hardware in Boscobel is now 50% off. What do they have, you ask? Power tools, hand tools, lawn and garden, grass seed and fertilizer, work gloves, small appliances, Weber grills, hunting items, rental equipment, dinette sets, furniture, trimmers, humidifiers, paint, plumbing, electrical, and more. Now, all half price. Krogan's will close the door soon. First come, first served. Hurry in today. All sales final. Cash or credit card only. Open daily 8 to 6, Saturday till 4. Excludes large appliances, but they're on sale too. Krogan's retirement sale ends soon. Come to Boscobel and save store wide.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present the Hillsboro Area Equipment Consignment Auction, Wednesday, September 18th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. We have a huge selection of tractors, combines, harvest equipment, skid loaders, trucks, trailers, and more. This is a live auction with online bidding available. We're taking consignments of quality equipment up until Monday, September 16th. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Consignment Auction, Wednesday, September 18th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when clinicians consistently follow these guidelines. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get with the Guidelines Stroke Quality Program. It's just another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve healthcare for you and your family.
Friday's Roundup is brought to you by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Join us for some Friday fun with Hank and Phil, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with laughter and entertainment.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
There he is.
Ride them in.
What's up?
Well, I just gave you your fact of the day.
Wow. How come you always give me the big words? You know,
I looked at your face. Hey, good morning.
You get past rat or cat, and they kind of lose you, don't they? Yeah.
Oh. I can go first.
Run, spot, run. See, spot, run.
Yes. Run, Ole, run.
Yeah.
Anyway, how was your evening, buddy?
Good, yes.
Good. You had a good ball game?
Spent it at River Valley. Some good folks down there. Good to see. Kind of get reacquainted. And
hey, I wrote a sports story for you. I hadn't heard it on the sports.
I haven't got a chance to read it through yet.
Yeah. I was at basketball last night with your longtime buddy.
Good.
Eric, buddy. Eric Kenny. He goes, hey, I listen to you every morning. And I said, well, I don't know if that's a positive thing or a bad thing, but thanks. I said, he goes, it's the only one that comes in.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, first play of the game, basketball, River Ridge versus basketball, middle school. First play of the game, Eric goes, it's there. Oh, yeah, it was like a 67-yard pass. I mean, it was 6-0 right off the bat.
Ah.
But good thing for basketball, they actually have a field goal kicker. a PAT kicker for junior high.
In middle school.
Yeah, wow. And you only missed one.
That's, in, yeah, that's
it,
impressive.
It was. It was very impressive. Uh-huh. So
wow.
Coach Kenny's got him going. I bet the poor little lad probably got it from Coach Kenny kicking him all the way up and down the field. This is how you do it. No, he's a good coach.
Yeah.
Coach Kenny's an awesome coach. I remember him in Ithaca with basketball. And the guy knows his stuff.
Careful, so. Though, because he does a great job of imitating people. So
oh, yeah.
He'll be imitating you before too long.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Probably already is.
He probably already is. Uh-huh. Third and 19. We don't have a play for third and 19. Punt it. That was the best story ever.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, yeah, Eric's a good guy. Good guy down there. So yep. Basketball's under some construction, the school, if you haven't.
Yep, I was just down there.
Yeah, and had some nice LED lights on the football field now and new baseball field. And
So you could actually make the call. You could actually see better, huh?
Eric said it's not going to matter.
Wouldn't help?
No.
Okay.
So I tossed the ball out to the sideline, Eric, and the sun was right in his eyes. And I threw it too high. I wasn't even thinking. So I tossed it. Here comes the ball. Eric just steps away and runs. And he goes, now I'm going to see. Now I'm going to have spots in my eyes the whole game. I said, now you know how I feel.
That's every day.
That's every day. Yeah. Answers a lot of questions, doesn't it, Henry? Anyway, your plans tonight? Where are you? You're at the big Richland Center.
I'm out here. Tonight.
Yeah. I'm in. I'm actually in Spring Green tonight.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
So Broadhead at River Valley. So should looking forward. It should be a good one.
Good game.
Yeah, on the carpet.
Right. And then Richland Center, Lancaster here. Mm-hmm. Ithaca takes on Bangor, which
should be a good one.
Should be a really good game.
And then Ithaca's got they're at Cashton next week as well.
Yes. Yeah, they have the three toughies in the season. Let's
right
off
they
the
do.
Right Hillsborough off. Last week, and then Bangor this week, and Cashton next week. And then Riverdale's home against Waseca Steuben. Yep. Should be a good game tonight in Muscadet.
That should be a good one. So
yeah.
Good luck to all those young people, all those young athletes. And for the weekend, I know there's huge they have signed me to Waterloo, Wisconsin.
Oh, that's Waterloo, Iowa.
No, that's
Waterloo, Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's about 2 hours away from me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I have to be, start time is 8, so I have to get up earlier.
Boy, you're not going to get your beauty sleep tonight.
I'm not at all.
You won't be your effervescent self.
Yes, and I'll yawn all the way there.
Uh-huh.
So,
like you do on the air.
Yes,
you
know? Yes. Don't have a problem with that. If I'm tired, I'm going to show it. Because yawning is actually contagious. Did you know that?
It is.
So if they hear me yawn, they're going to start yawning. Oh, Phil.
There you go. All
right, here we go. Did you know a bottle of Coca-Cola can dissolve a nail in just 4 days?
That's what they say.
I've never tried it.
Because I don't want to waste the Coca-Cola.
You got plenty of nails.
Exactly. Oh, well, what do you do? Oh, man. That's it was always a real treat when you got Coca-Cola as a kid. So somebody said, try that. But I'm not trying that.
I'm not trying that.
No,
I'll get a bottle of pop maybe once a month.
We had the Whey Barrel when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
So the cheese factory would drop whey off. Of course, they don't do that anymore because they use it for a lot more things than they used to. But it was a delicacy for the hogs. But, yeah, if you wanted to get something rusted off, you just throw it in the whey barrel.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Back in the day.
The fact that I handed you, Phil.
Arachibitrophobia. Arachibitrophobia is the fear of peanut butter sticking to the roof of the mouth. Why would that be a fear?
I don't know. Just drink a glass of milk with it.
True.
That's a tough word. I looked at that and said, oh, Phil knows this word.
Sure, I do. Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
I have one that I know. Dogs.
Oh.
Yeah. Dogs have a total of 42 teeth when they are fully grown.
I didn't know that either.
Someone's going to fact check that one. So
sure. Well, you've been bitten before. You could count the number of teeth marks.
I've been bitten one time by a dog.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Oh,
yeah, a little blue heeler.
Did he die afterwards? Or
he did.
Oh, did he?
Not from the bite. From my father. That was a different age and time, though. I was up getting the mail. We lived on a rural road, and then we have a lane back to our house, probably half a mile, and we always went up and got the mail. Well, up the road, about a mile, our neighbor, good people, but their dog just hated everyone. And so I was actually on my bike when he bit me. I was trying to outrun him.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, so, I mean, he ripped a pretty good chunk. And then my dad found out. He came home from work and went up and acted like he got the mail and never seen the dog again.
So,
most leaves ever found on a single clover. Most leaves ever found on a single clover. I don't understand.
More than four?
56.
Wow.
I wonder if that's good luck.
Al, you have to change the song. I'm looking over a 56
leaf clover
that I overlooked before.
Oh, I'm not supposed to sing. Sorry,
one
Nance.
Is the sunshine, the second is rain. Third is the roses that grow in the lane. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Phil Nee.
Yeah, just name a song. I can usually...
Can you?
I can usually find the words. Can't find the tune, but I can find the words.
Poison.
Poison?
Guns N' Roses.
Oh, I thought it was Poison by Alice Cooper. But Poison by Guns N' Roses? I don't know if I do know that one.
Okay.
It's past 1990, so...
Okay. What about Taylor Swift's?
Taylor... I don't know...
That's too new. Isn't
our,
it?
Our song is I know the country ones pretty
yes.
well.
She does actually a pretty good job with country.
Love Story. Yeah. And, yeah.
In Canada, Santa's postal code is H-O-H-O-H-O.
H-O-H-O-H-O.
Ho-ho-ho.
Uh-huh. Now you're making me hungry for ho-hos.
We're talking about Santa.
Do they still make ho-hos?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah.
What about ding-dongs? They still make those? Remember those? No, not you. I'm talking about...
Oh, the real thing. I don't know if they do or not.
They look like hockey pucks.
But yes. Yes, they do. Yes, they are. So I think they do. I'll see if I can, on my Out and Adventures today, I'll see if I can find you.
They were individually wrapped
yes.
in aluminum.
Hey, do you know if they come in one big, like a Doritos bag?
Yeah.
You know, it can't reseal.
Right.
Is that one serving?
Yeah, probably. Well, I know if you buy the little bags or, you know, you get a bag with your sandwich, it's probably less than a serving. You know, it's like all air.
All air.
Right.
Hey, it's kind of like we are.
Yeah, right.
So I got gas the other day for $1.39.
Really?
Yes, I did.
Oh, that's a great deal. Where'd you get that at?
Taco Bell.
Yeah. I knew that was coming. Soft shell or hard shell? Soft shell.
Yeah, very soft. Yeah.
All right.
Nowhere in the Bible does it say there were three wise men, Phil.
Really?
Yep. Just three gifts.
Oh, okay. Huh.
So.
Nowhere in Arkansas does it say there were three wise men.
Ever. No one ever said that, buddy. You know, bumblebees have hair on their eyes.
Did not know that.
Yeah, they do.
Boy, that's tough.
Helps with the pollen.
Yeah, it probably does. I just have my eyebrows that kind of block my vision.
Can I trim them today?
Yeah, I need to.
Hey, crocodiles can gallop like a horse and can reach speeds up to 11 mile an hour.
No way.
Yeah, I'm done because I can't run 11 mile an hour anymore.
No kidding.
Done.
Hard to run from them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hit a butterfly the other day in my Mini.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
How much damage?
To the butterfly? None. To my car? Not good. I kind of had to call a wrecker to get it off.
Bent the hood.
Buddy, I hope you have a great day. Everybody have a great weekend. And you know what? Good luck to for all those fine athletes today and tomorrow. So, and I will see you on Monday. Have a great day. Be kind.
Sounds good. That's old Hank Bray, ladies and gentlemen.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Can your air conditioner keep up with the heat of summer? If your AC unit is showing signs of wear, such as strange noises, condensation, and poor airflow, it may be time to repair or replace your AC. This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. Whether your AC unit needs fixed or it's time to invest in a new central air conditioning system, our HVAC technicians are here to help keep you cool. We partner with Armstrong Air to bring you the best, most efficient air conditioning systems for your budget. Armstrong Air is designed to last and give you peace of mind. Armstrong Air remains the professional's choice. No ductwork, no problem. A mini split is designed to improve the comfort level in an uncomfortable hot or cold room. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate. 647-6345.
This day in history, 1948, Margaret Chase Smith of Maine was elected to the U.S. Senate, becoming the first woman to serve in both houses of Congress. That from this day in history. Also in 2019, Desperate Housewives star Felicity Huffman was sentenced to 14 days in prison for her role in a college admissions scandal that was making the news. And in 2019, Eddie Money passed away. Celebrity birthdays include Eileen Fulton. Remember her as The World Turns star Lisa. She turns 91 today. And singer Peter Cetera of Chicago is 80. Birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Uncle Chad Walsh from Briggs and Gracely. Also, Jasmine Lundgren, happy birthday to you today. And Carl Nix from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. Lori Povemacher from Cody, have a great day. Janet Matz from St. Luke's Lutheran Church. James Kruger, happy birthday from the family. Also from Little Willow Birthday Club, happy wishes to Beth Wegner and Olivia Anderson. To John Ressler from residents and staff of Schmidtwillen Hills. To Rick Pauls from Sacred Heart Parish. And happy birthday to the mayor of East Sexonville, Rick Pauls, from Karen and Lola. To Lenny Boy Kokel from Jane and Jerry, and to Leonard Kokel from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Also, it says, hoping you enjoy many more. Love from Jill. To Jerome Durst, my fourth oldest older brother. He was born on Lucky Friday the 13th, and here we are, lucky again, from Butch and Mug. Have a great day. To Grandpa Jerome Durst from Nick and Leah and your great-grandchildren. And to Dad, thanks for everything from Al and Carmen, as Jerome celebrates number 78 today. Celebrating, he'll be having a really whale of a good time out there chopping corn today. Happy birthday to Uncle Jerome Durst from Lori and the guys, and a happy 25th to nephew Brennan Michael Durst from Lori and the guys, and happy 25th, have a great day today, from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions wishing the best to Anthony Allen, Charlie Bartles, Thomas Nelopinski, and Spencer Ostrander, Brandon Schwingel, Janine Thompson, and Chad Walsh. Happy birthday today from the Richland Center Lions to Jerome Durst, to Walt Lasetmo,
to Andrew Gander, and happy anniversary, Dr. Jerry and Claudia Barris. Happy birthday to wonderful granddaughter, Farrah Burkhammer, who celebrates this week. Love from Grandpa Rick and Grandma Marcia. Bloom City Town Crier with wishes for Marin Bernhagen and also to Jasmine Lundgren. Happy anniversary, Dennis and Sherry Cooper, Brad and Rhonda Lewis, and Irv and Anita Bungie. Happy anniversary, Irv and Anita, from Don and Aline Wanless, and happy anniversary from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Also to Ron and Kathleen Pittman, happy anniversary from Backroads Resurrection Life Church. Happy anniversary to Diana and Wayne Lunk from The Hunts, to Brad and Rhonda Lewis from Willow Valley United Methodist Church, Cody and Lori Pulvermacher from Connie and Vivian, happy anniversary. And last but not least, happy 66th wedding anniversary to Casey and Patty Bruja from Son Jerry.
Getting married? Got a big anniversary coming up? Maybe your wife has a milestone birthday in the near future. Maybe you're just really cool and want to be even cooler. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I've got a deal for you. Buy any engagement ring, anniversary ring, or wedding band of at least $3,000, and I'll give you a free limo ride from dusk till dawn limo service. These aren't old, rundown limos. These are stunning, modern, luxury party rides. See J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for details.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Call the right plays on your next project with rental tools and equipment from All American Do It Center. Excavators, trailers, lifts, trenchers, concrete, air and power tools, generators, flooring, and drywall. Score big as rentals are 20% off on Tuesdays. And get the extra point as your 10th is free. Don't punt. Check out the used equipment for sale at allamericandoitcenter.com. Reach your project's end zone with equipment from the Rental Center team at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Coming up next, the news updates. We'll share with you sports, our weekly high school football preview, fresh from the country, some brand new country releases next hour, and some more good community conversation with some special guests coming into the studio later on this morning on the morning show between 9 and 10. This is Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day. This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. Good morning. It is partly cloudy and 55 degrees in Richland Center at 745. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philback family of dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Partly sunny and warm today with a high of 83. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with a low of 60. After a low this morning of 52, we're back up to 55 degrees.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisory Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Wisconsin Elections Commission will ask the legislature to fund a new office focused on election transparency. Administrator Megan Wolf.
We're not unique. I think election offices around the country are facing these increased demands. And so we wanted to at least bring it to the lawmakers' attention. We continue to have these demands, but we continue not to have the additional resources needed to meet these additional demands.
Commissioners voted 5-1 to request just under $2 million in the upcoming state budget. Commissioner Bob Spindell was the lone dissenting vote. He sought bipartisan leadership for that.
I think a program like this would be good if this be basically run by two attorneys, one that's appointed by the Republican leadership in the legislature, the other appointed by the Democratic leader. So both parties have the ability to have a view in terms of what's going on.
Democratic Commission Chair Ann Jacobs said agency staff are required by statute to be nonpartisan, and such a change would require action from the legislature. The Democratic vice presidential nominee is back in Wisconsin. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz holds a campaign event in Wausau today. The visit is Walz's third to Wisconsin in recent weeks and is part of an effort to campaign in battleground states following Tuesday's debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. The students at the Richland Center Intermediate School had a special guest yesterday. Governor Tony Evers visited several classrooms and talked with students and staff one-on-one. The governor has been touring schools around the state. When it comes to concerns from district reps, money is the biggest.
That's always a concern. I mean, educators want to do the best they can, and no matter where they are, and to make that happen, you really do need the resources to do it. And so what I'm concerned about, frankly, is when I hear when school districts have to go to referendum just for basics, and that's an indication to me that the state isn't doing enough.
He hopes that he can make progress in the next biennial budget for education.
When property taxpayers are paying more and more and more, and the school district is having to go to referendum just to keep the lights on, that's a bad sign. You know, that's not where we need to be as a state. Referendum for buildings and making sure the buildings are in good shape, I have no problems with that. But what we need to do is, you know, not having to go back to the taxpayers, you know, every 2 or 3 years just to have enough money to keep the lights on. So we'll be working. I don't think any legislator in the state wants this to be the way it should be. So we'll work hard to make sure that we can make some better progress.
Hundreds of school districts around the state are and have been going to referendum to meet expenses and to fix the buildings they have. This November, the Ithaca and Kickapoo school districts will have a referendum question on the ballot. Governor Evers says that while he has seen a lot of concerns among the districts, he has seen some positives. He saw some of those positives yesterday in the Richland school district.
This is a great example. You have kids that a lot of them come from, frankly, are kids that need special help, and sometimes it's a language, sometimes it's something else. And, you know, they're concerned about math and reading and social studies and the basics, but they also care about whether, you know, how the kids are doing mentally and socially, and that takes time, effort, and but, you know, this is a good example of it right here. They really work hard on those affective type things that aren't about necessarily reading and writing. They're certainly emphasizing that, but they also understand the need to have kids be whole, and they're working really hard at that.
That's Governor Tony Evers at the Richland Center Intermediate School yesterday. Lower wage workers in Wisconsin are making more money. Laura Dresser is co-author of a new UW-Madison study.
In these last 5 years, lower wage workers have seen their wages go up by 8% in terms of purchasing power, real value, and high wage workers have only had wages go up about 1%.
She says women and workers of color are still making less than others.
When you focus on improving the quality of jobs, especially at the bottom of the labor market, you also are looking to close racial and gender gaps in wages, because it is Black and brown and women workers who are dominant in lower wage jobs.
Laura Dresser says Wisconsin should raise its minimum wage. Microsoft now has even more Mount Pleasant land. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports the company this week bought more Racine County land north of Highway 11 in an effort to support their plans for a massive data center project. It's reported Microsoft now owns over 1,600 acres of property for their $3.3 billion effort. Construction on those data centers is already underway. A Sun Prairie construction company is facing workplace safety fines once again. The Operation Health and Safety Administration says workers for GL Construction were performing framing work on houses in Verona without any safety gear. The company was cited for multiple violations and faces over $144,000 in fines. Labor Department officials say GL hasn't paid fines for a 2022 incident where a worker died on a job site. The company has 15 days to contest the latest citation. Madison police are investigating multiple fires that happened Wednesday. They believe they may have been set on purpose. Flames broke out in the 500 block of West Washington Avenue Wednesday morning. Firefighters got everyone out safely. Police say there were two other fires in that area right around the same time, so arson investigators are now on the case. The investigation includes looking for a suspect in a dumpster fire that was on West Johnson and State Street shortly before the fire on West Washington. They have surveillance video so they can see what he looks like. In the footage, the suspect they're looking for has light short hair and chest-length beard. You can see the stills on the Madison Police Department's website on their incident reports page. If you think you know who he is, call Crime Stoppers or submit a tip through the P3 Tips app. You may be eligible for a reward. Authorities arrested a woman they say was stealing mail from people's mailboxes. Columbia County deputies learned people's mail was stolen last week in Decorah and Otsego. Mail has also been disappearing from northern Dane County. Officials tracked down and arrested 20-year-old Rachel Russell in La Crosse. Authorities say they recovered tons of mail and more charges and arrests may be coming. Today is Youth Day at the Vernon County Fair. All youth 12 and under will be admitted free to enjoy all the festivities the fair has to offer at the Vernon County Fairgrounds. Mr. Ed's Magical Midway will open at noon with a wristband special from noon to 5. The Little Britches Dairy Show will be held at 12:30 in the Hanson Arena. There is a fee for the grandstand show tonight featuring the Badger State Tractor and Truck Pull at 7. Cost of admission to the grandstands is $10, with children 5 and under admitted free. A full list of events at the Vernon County Fair can be found online at vernoncountyfair.com. Residents of the Ithaca School District will be seeing a referendum question on the ballot next month. That question will ask the voters to authorize the Ithaca School District to exceed the revenue limit by $1.3 million per year for 4 years for non-recurring purposes. The reason for the ask is both simple and complex. Marty Richards is a member of the Ithaca School Board.
I think the best explanation we can give for that is that simply declining enrollment has led to a lower revenue limit. And so the lower, and this is calculated by the state, by the state of Wisconsin. So then that's the amount of money that comes from the state, and we're allowed from property taxes. And the problem we have in this environment is that the loss of that revenue limit outpaces what we can reduce in cost because of the lower enrollment.
Many ask if the district has taken any steps to bring costs down. Richard says the district has been diligently working to bring costs down.
I think that understanding that the administration and the school board has now already gone and looked at what we just had to do it. We didn't enjoy it, but we did have to get our per pupil cost down, what we were spending per pupil to educate the kids in the district, and we've already taken those steps to bring that down.
To inform residents, the Ithaca School District will be holding community informational meetings concerning the upcoming referendum.
It's not so much convince, it's just to educate. It's educate to the public, our residents in the district, of number one, the hand that the state has dealt us, like every other district, and how now they are going to become a partner in that educational process to make sure we have the resources to offer the classes that we offer, to offer the different opportunities, and to continue to do that and potentially expand those opportunities as well.
The first information session will be held this Sunday at 10:45 at Keysville Church Reception Hall. Additional sessions will also be held Thursday night, September 19th at 7 at the Lloyd Community Center, Monday night, September 23rd at 7 at Ithaca Schools, Wednesday, October 2nd at 5:45 at the Ithaca Community Gym, and Sunday morning, October 6th at 11:30 at the Willow Valley Church Hall. Wisconsin 130 and Wisconsin 133 intersection across the river to Porter Road in Lone Rock, Iowa, Richland, Sauk counties, will be closed September 16th through September 30th for the Wisconsin 130 North tie-in roadway construction to be conducted safely and efficiently. The posted east detour route will utilize Wisconsin 130, 23, and U.S. 14 through Spring Green. The West Detour Route will utilize Wisconsin 133, Wisconsin 80, Wisconsin 60, and U.S. 14 through Muscadet.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Friday, September 13th. Edward L. Franck, 95 of Lafarge, died Wednesday at Bethel Oaks, Viroqua. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church. Burial will follow in the Bear Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Edward L. Franck, 95, of Lafarge.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
The 8 o'clock ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family. Partly sunny and warm today with a high of 83. It's 56 degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.